Chumash packet is a long title. V'yom HaShabbos Sisu V'Simchu Mitzvah Shabbos Kodemes L'Chet HaEgel Refua Kodem L'Mach. And at the end of the shiur, you'll understand the meaning of the whole title. Okay? I mean, especially this year, we're learning Masech HaShabbos and Hilcha Shabbos. So even though in past years we've also discussed Shabbos when it came to Parshas Kisisa, I want to in the past we've discussed the Arachai Makadosh, Shomrim Beis was a Shabbos, CPC was a Shabbos, etc. But I'd like to show you a new Mahalach based on the Yaris Devash and adding on to it in what Shabbos is all about. And the juxtaposition of Shabbos right before the Chet HaEgel, and as we'll see, one of the Svarim writes, it's like Refuah Kodem L'Macha, because whatever Chisaron there was in the Chet HaEgel, the Refuah from it lies in Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, this Sunday, we're going to have a shiur about Pikuach Nefesh, based on the Pasuk of Shomru B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. A very fundamental Hilcha Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh. And we know Shomru B'nei Yisrael is Hashabbos Lasos, that Shabbos has an asiyah, something positive. The Sefer Tosefes Bracha, which is the Baal Torah Tamima. Besides the Torah Tamima, he wrote a separate Sefer Chumash called the Tosefes Bracha. And he quotes the famous Gemara in Shabbos, which we have later in the packet on page 7. Page 7, it says, Amar B'chi Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan. Call him Shabbos, Shabbos, Kilchoso. If somebody Shabbos Kilchoso, and we have to understand what does it mean Kilchoso. If you Shomer Shabbos, so then it's obviously Kilchoso. What's the addition of Kilchoso? Afilo Oved Avod Zara Kedor Enosh Mochlim Lo. Even if you're a Baal Oved Avod Zara, but you keep Shabbos, you have Mechila. Shenema Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos. Shomer Shabbos Mechalolo, right, in the Haftorah. Al Tikre Mechalolo, Ella Mochul Lo. That a person keeps Shabbos, even if he's Oved Avodah Zarah, Shabbos is Mechaper. And I'd like to show you a vort first that I saw last year. It was in the Rav Pinchas Friedman's article in the Machane Charedi last year, Parsh Kisisa, made a roshem on me when I came across it last year. And it's from the son of the Noam Elimelech. I mean, the Noam Elimelech's yahrzeit is Chof Aleph Adar. You know, people go. It's a big thing to go to Lezhensk in Adar for
the go to the kever of the Noam Elimelech. My wife told me she went to the Noam Elimelech's kever, not necessarily the Yorks. I'm not at the kever. So his son, the Noam Elimelech's son, has a sefer called Orach HaTzadik, which is, we'll see in the pack. He says a very interesting patch in the Siddur, in the Shmoneh Esrei, that we have on Shabbos morning. That I saw last year, I was very taken. So what is that parash? So it says like this. Parashat Ekev, page 3, says that Parashat Ekev rehashes the Shmir Chum. It says, I post the Shnei Malukos. I held on to the Shnei Malukos. I broke the luchos in front of your eyes. That's what it literally means, right? Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos in front of their eyes. So says the Gemara Pesachim,
on page 4. What does it mean that the Luchos, what does it mean that the Luchos were broken in front of our eyes? So Pashup Shana just means that broke the Luchos in front of them.
So the Gemara Pesachim says something else. Siva Shabrin Leinechem, tell the Luchos Nishkaru for Osios Horchos. Where Leinechem means that they literally saw the time of the Shir Taluchos, the letters that were on the Luchos came off. So we just Horchos, the letters of the Sanhedrin.
That's what was way naked. So the letters flying off the Luchos. So says the Sefer Orach Latzadik. Again, the son of Eliezer Lippa, the son of the Noyim Noah. Says like this. What do we say in Shabbos morning? Yismach Moshe, the man naschelto, the heaven neman parosolo, the leal the first, Barosha Rosado, the Omdel Fanechal Har Sinai, Ushne Luchos Orid Bayodo, the Chosin Bahem, Shmira Shabbos. Right? So he's going to say a fantastic chat. Ready? זהו שני לוחות אברונים הורי ביודו וחסם מהם שימא שבס רוצה לומר כי כשירד משה מן ההר היו האוסיוס פרקוס מחמס החי right? האוסיוס הוא פרקוס מחמס החי היו שדיפו מהם כל המצוס all the מצוס will take away all האוסיוס הוא פרקוס בעד עד שאול המות אברונים ביקרו ומחמס החרובס Shnei Luchos Avonim means Hori Biyoda means when he came down with the Luchos, they were just Luchos. Because what? The words were no, not there. Ratzon lomar v'lo osios v'lo mitzvos. Aval shmira Shabbos chasu b'hem v'lo nidlo b'hem ki'ein atolod b'hem. But the chosud behem shmira Shabbos. In other words, everything went off. All the osios went off the luchos, except for the mitzvah of Shabbos. And that's what it means. Shnei luchos avonim. At the time of the cheta egel, all the osios were parchos. Shnei luchos avonim horid b'yada. And the only thing that was written on those luchos was shmira Shabbos. Everything else was parchos. Shmir Shabbos, even after the Teva Egel, that remains. And that believes. In a certain sense, it reminds me of what we said yesterday, last week, that there's a certain part of the Neshama, you know, the Pinta Leid, the certain part that remains pristine. Shabbos, that's Lamal. That's the Ribon Shalom. That doesn't go away. That's a kviya b'kaima. And Rav Pinchas Friedman in his Maimer wanted to explain based on the Sidur Shal Shabbos on page 6 where he says Sidur Shal Shabbos is by Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, who wrote the Ber Mayim Chaim. He says, "Achin kol elu advarim nemru b'kabbalos kol mitzvos haTorah tzrichim nisarusu didon." You see, all he's explaining, what's this idea that we had Shabbos even before Matan Torah? Right, in Mora we had Shabbos, right? Because Shabbos doesn't need a Kabbalah. Shabbos doesn't need, normally we have this idea of Yisarusu Milotata. that we have to do something, and if we do something, we say Naaseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Shefa Bracha. Shabbos represents Ribono Shel Olam. That's a constant, whether this is Arusa of ourselves or not. Shabbos doesn't need our Hisorus. Shabbos is there, no matter what we do, that's the constant, because that's the Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam is there with us, without us. That's a constant. So one cleaves on to Shabbos. That is the way of cleaving to the Ribono Shel Olam. Especially people involved in Bali Tshuva and Kiruv. So one of the most important things, get people to keep Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the fundamental. That's the basic. That's the soul. So many other mitzvahs. But those mitzvahs come, I mean, they don't, we have them, but Chosu Bem Shmira Shabbos, that never left. Because that is the essence of God. And that's the idea, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Shabbos is a kapara for Avodah Zarah, right? That's the Gemara on page 7. Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Amram Chibar Abram Yochanan called Shamer Shabbos Gil Chosso. Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh Mochum Lo. Shenema Ashri Enosh Yaseh Zos. And Mechalolo is Mochalo. It's Kapar. So I'd like to. So what's Pshat that Shabbos is a Kapar for Avodah Zarah? So the first Taz, we're doing Tazes. So the first Taz in Hilcha Shabbos, even before he gets to Sifkot Na'alef. You know, sometimes the Mogen Avraham and Taz, before they get to Sifkot Na'alef, they already have something to say. So, the Taz, pre-Sifkot Na'alef, discusses this Gemara. The Tur, Hevi Gemara, the Kol Kitzve, Kolam Shabbos, Shabbos Kil Choso, Afil Oved Avod Azorok, Enosh Mochum Lo. Iki Lameidak, Ilo Oso. So, Taz asks the question, Mamam Shach. Ilo Oso Tshuva, if you didn't do Tshuva, Shabbos Mai Mahani, how could Shabbos help you to have kapara? The also tshuva, but if you did tshuva, Shabbos lovely. In other words, it's from the Gemara, obviously it's a mitzvah of Shabbos, but the Gemara is telling us that Shabbos gives you kapara, so the Taz es the kasha mimanevshach. If you did tshuva, so why do you need Shabbos for the kapara? And if you didn't do tshuva, so then what? Why is it going to help? What is Shabbos going to help? So the Taz answers, the Nira the Mayrish also tshuva. Avada, you did tshuva. Ella, the tshuva lo mahani, she yemochlem lo. But tshuva sometimes is not enough for kapara. The Easter Perek Yom Kippurim, over al krisus, if a person violated krisus, right? He was Mechal Shabbos, so he did some chametz for Pesach, krisus. Mises Bezdin, tshuva tola. In other words, tshuva will help that he's not going to be afflicted, but he's not going to get the true kapara until disa. Or misa memarekis. Misa totally finishes off the kapara. So tshuva, for certain things, tshuva is good enough. But for krisus and misas bezdin, tshuva is not a good enough kapara. Tshuva just puts things on hold that you're not going to get yisurim, but the ultimate kapara is only what? Well, with the misa, so the chiddush is kamash mankan the masosa tshuva shomer Shabbos kol chosu mani tshuva she nimchalo. In a case where he violated chayvi krisus, so he has to do tshuva, but instead of waiting for misa to get kapara, Shabbos could supply the kapara even without the misa, and that's how the Taz understands this gemara. But now, I want to tell you the pshat of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Rav Yonasan Eibshitz in the Yaris Devash has another pshat. I mean, the Taz is just telling you technically what's going on, what are you being saved from. But what's the mechanism? How does it work, Rabosai, that Shabbos is a kapara, for, and especially a kapara for Avodah Zarah? So the famous Rambam, Rabosai, you have to know this Rambam. It's the first Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Because you have to understand, what does the Gemara say? Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kador Enosh. Right? So what happened in the door of Enosh? So the Rambam explains, Bimei Enosh Tohu Bnei Ha'odom Tohus Godom. That in the time of Enosh, right? That was in Bereishis, the beginning of times, in the time of Enosh, the people made a big mistake. Enosh himself and the people of the generation made a big mistake. What was the mistake? They said God created all these planets and stars and everything. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them kavod. He puts them in Shemayim. So he's giving them kavod. So it's roi to what? That you should give them kavod. Is that rotz and akel? Whereas if Hashem gives them kavod, then we should give them kavod. And what should we do? Worship them. Just like a king has his servants, so he likes when you respect his servants, because that's ultimately a respect to him. So then they had this idea that they're supposed to respect them, then they thought Mustama was supposed to worship them also. Because if God created them and gives them a high seat in Shemayim, it shows the Hashivas, so then what? Then we should start worshipping them. So they built Hecholos. They built sanctuaries to worship the stars. And to be makriv karbonos to the stars. They're not saying that there's no God. There is a God. Etc. And as the years progressed, the prophet started to say, yeah, that's what God wants. God wants you to worship the stars. Because he himself gave cover to the stars, so he wants to worship the stars. And then they started worshiping the stars. And then they started to believe that the stars and the mazalos have their own independent power. It was not denying that God exists. God exists. But he made these other powers which have their own independent power now. Irrespective of God. Yeah, they believe that there was God and he did bring this into the world. But now, God is irrelevant because he created these independent powers, Chas v'Shalom to say. And that's how the... And so they're now attributing to these things, these kochavim and mazolos, they're worshipping them. And they're giving them credence as a God, even though Hashem never meant that. Hashem maybe gives mazolos power, but not independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any given second could change it. But they're now believing that there's a separate unit of mazolim and kochavim, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechabed them, so we have to mechabed them. And then step for step, they said, not only have to mechabed them, we have to worship them. And that's how the whole thing began. So says the Yaris Devash on page 11. says, Okach, the bottom of the second column. Okach habitur u kamagodol ilnin ha-shamas. Lo levach mirosso leval yichal oso, chas v'sholom. Whereas there are two aspects of Shabbos. Not only that you shouldn't mechal Shabbos, the mloch u'shmus, av gamzu l'smoach bo. But you have to rejoice in Shabbos. Al kol hon. Just like if you received a big check in the mail, you won the lottery, so you're happy. So Shabbos is like getting a big check in the mail. Hil malach to asui b'li otzav kla. And then he quotes the next paragraph. He quotes the Gemara of Kol Asher B'Shabbos Kilchosa Afilo Oved Oved Zark Kedor Enosh Mochum Lo. And he goes ahead and he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And he says like this. Next paragraph. In Bishmir Shabbos Vadim Isvad Al Das Hashniyah Nefsedes. So definitely Shabbos shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But Enosh agreed to that. Enosh said, but now he gave the power to the Kochavim. So three lines to the bottom. But Enosh ki mehodu v'omru emes ki ha'olam mechudash. Fine. Rak shechile kan hodukas ha'olam kovei ha'shamayim. But they're saying that what? That the anhogas ha'olam is given to Shamayim, to the Kochavim mazot. So he says... He says like this. So how does keeping Shabbos? So I understand that keeping Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Fine. But how does keeping Shabbos negate what Enosh thought? That now they're independent powers of the Kochavim and Mazolos. Oh, so now he's going to say a very yesodistic thing. On the fourth column, Avot. Well, the MS Misha Mishamah Shabbos Kilchosa. Mishamah Shabbos Kilchosa, the Rabbi Yodison Eibshit says, doesn't. Avadi, you have to keep all the lavim and all the isurim. But when we mean Kilchosa, we mean the Hainu Shesameach Ba. Kilchosa, if you want to keep it Kilchosa, meaning Bishleimusa, it means that you have Simcha on Shabbos. Dain Bali Otsev, the Daga Klal. You have only Shabbos. So how does that negate? How does that negate Enosh? So he says, and we're going to see it's from a Tikkuni Zohar. He says, "Ukvar omru chochmei hatoldos," that the people who are bucky in the mazolos say, "Ki mishpat yom haShabbos lefi anhogas kochav umazol shabtai." That on Shabbos, the kochav that's reigning in Shamayim is the kochav or the mazel of Shabtai. And that kochav that comes on Saturday, lios bo'otze v'tuga, whereas alpi teva, and we'll see this in the Zohar, alpi teva, Shabbos is a day of sadness. It's the day that the mazel Shabtai is sholeit. Lefi hanhogas kochav mazel shabtai lios bo otzev v'tuga. That means sorrow. V'yogon v'tzar u'machovos. Because shabem es notzim kadmonim. And taka early Christians hayubikim betiv gzeres kochavim who knew this idea of mazolos. Used to yom haShabbos to yom tzom v'inur. They made Shabbos into a day of affliction and fasting. As a sad day. And I'll show you the source of this story. But that's Alpi Teva, Alpi the Kochav Mazolos, Shabbos is Yom Tzar. Ulakach, Anachnu Am Kodosh Lashem, Asmeichim, V'Gil V'Simcha, Shalmitz, V'Shabbos Kodesh,
We send over 800 shalom bazolos. By the fact that we take Shabbos and we are misameach on Shabbos, we show that we give no credibility to this idea that what? That the kochavim and mazolos are what's really reigning. That we're lamala from that. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it. And even though al pi derech hateva, it says, take a look on page 13. In the Tikkunei Zohar, Shalom Allah Elohim Achayu Shabtai, A Shabbos. A means woe. A woe on Shabbos. Shabtai, Asvin Delay, the proper way is A Shabbos, to have a woe on Shabbos. In other words, that's the P, Derech HaTeva. So by the fact that we're keeping Shabbos, but it's not enough to keep Shabbos. Because if you're just keeping Shabbos and you're not doing the Lavim, you're not showing this idea that the Kochavim and Mazolos don't have Koach on their own. By the fact that you smechim, you say that even though al pi derech hateva, Shabbos is really al pi derech hateva supposed to be a day of sadness, as the Tikkunei Zohar writes over here, and the Yaros Tavash quotes, day of sadness. And we are sas v'sameach. We show that we don't care. We don't show credibility to this, these kochos of the mazolos, because we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he commanded us to what? To rejoice on Shabbos, that onik Shabbos, so then the kochos of mazolos are not going to affect us. Because the idea is that if you miss mazol, if you rejoice, you upset that mazol. And then he causes bad things. So to appease it, asman, the refuah of that mazel, is to be sad, then the mazel is happy. But if you rejoice, then you aggravate that mazel. You aggravate that mazel, and therefore, so to show that we don't believe, that we believe that it could be kochavim mazolos, but ultimately everything is in Yad Hashem. And he says on page 14, the Yaros Vash, he quotes this again, Rabbi Dorano. Look on the third column, first word, on Yadua. Chum told us, again, even though Shabbos, you know, there's a whole discussion when there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, and even though it's not the same thing as Yom Tov, and Yom Tov we have a special key of Yayin and Korban Shlomim and all these things, we don't have that, but still, Shabbos is a day of what? Yom HaShabbos, Sisu V'Simcha. Yom HaShabbos, Sisu V'Simcha. Because why? Because we have to show. Why is that? Because look at the third line, third column. Yeshu number Tanecha. We should. If Shabbos sholei kochav shabtai, the kol asmeiting lo yifrei rak nanota. That if you sameach on Shabbos, if you're aggravating the shabtai, you're aggravating that kochav, and that's going to cause bad. In other words, a shabtai means that it's going to cause oy, sar, to those that are sameach, because it should be a day of sadness, and it's going to cause oy, sar, to those that are smechim. Kach alein lo smoch, hipo gzeres hakochav. Lahoros ki ein gzeres hakochav mamish. But when we're sameach, we show that we're not takas mazolos for kochavim. We in kain b'zeh avdas enosh nista. Whereas it's not enough to keep Shabbos, so we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but we have to show also that the idea of enosh, as the Rambam has at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, is not a true idea. And that's the idea
of smeichim, because really al pi teva it's the mazal kochav shabtai, and that's the kochav that's telling us that that's a day of tzar, and woe to he who's going to be sameach. But we what? We negate it. And that's what it says in the Sifrei, on page 15, the famous Sifrei in Parshas Baaloska. Yom Simchaschem u'Mo'adeichem, what's Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos? Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos.
Again, even though technically certain dinim of halacha, like Hilchas Avelos, Yom Tov is Mavadot, Shiva Shabbos is not. But and so there's certain, and we don't have a meal already. There are certain things that we don't have that we have in Yom Tov.
But still, it's a different type of simcha. But it's still a day that one is supposed to be sas v'sameya.
And dafka la'afuke, what teva ha'olam is on Shabbos. And therefore, Rabosai, that exactly says the Yaros Vash on page 16 was the Kecha Ego.
They thought that again, the angel is like one of the mazalos, and that's the go-between, so to speak, and that has its own powers.
Sort of whatever Enosh said about the Chachamim, the Klaliya, the heir of Rav in the time of the Midbar, thought that's not an Egel, because the tzura of the Egel of the shore is on the Kisei HaKavod, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving that mazel, and that's the Midbar shore. In the Midbar, the shore, the Egel, that's the mazel that's being sholed in the Midbar, the shore. So the Mela, and that has its own powers. So let's worship the shore, just like Enosh said. And that was what the Chet HaEgel was all about, the same Chet of Enosh. So now we understand very well what the Tosefes Bracha says, that Shabbos came before the Chet HaEgel, to Lahatim Refuah L'Makra. That's why the Torah puts the Pasha of Shabbos before the Chet HaEgel. Because the Chet HaEgel was the same Chet HaDor Enosh. It was a repetition of the Chet HaDor Enosh. And how do we rectify it? Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos shows us, that we're not what? Not Machetz Kochav U'Mazolos. And Midafka, a Mesameya, to show that we're not Machetz Kochav U'Mazolos. And you should take a look, Agav, on page 19, the beginning paragraph, where he gives a whole Musa Shmuz about people who are not Nizar in Shmir Shabbos. Just Agav. L'chei ba'od aleinu l'zayim b'shabbos l'kayim d'vrei Torah d'vrei Sofer v'raseinu rabin rov v'alabatim asha'inu b'kiyim l'hilta Shabbos v'afilu lomdim lomdim d'var macher in kodshim l'hilta salom shikha v'kahena. The Hilta Shabbos ain't Shkur Spoka. They're learning Kachim, but they're not Bucky in Hilta Shabbos. They're learning Kachim, but they're not Bucky in Hilta Shabbos. And then he goes gives a whole Musa Shmuz about that. Oh. Okay, so Adkan, the Torah, so that's what Shabbos is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only constant. And that's the word of the Noach Son. The only constant in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shabbos. The cost of Shnei Luchos Baruch Hu Yodot, the cost of Ten Shvira Shabbos. Show that there. Now I want to add, a couple of the kudos to this idea. Okay? Three additions to this in the hall. Okay? Ready? Number one. Ha'ikah shekorah ha'lamachan ha'mayar sa'egil m'cholos. You see, this is a big word. What caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be shown with the loops?
Tshuva, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? So you saw him over in Avodah Zarah. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? So says the Sforno, on page 21. Ayaras ha'egel u'folos, ayikach moshe, shrosh ha'yusmeiti v'kilkul sh'osu. Ini terabesi as olav, v'zeh is ad, is kasek, v'noach yukum, this kind of rumors. There was, in fact, there was so much simcha involved in the chaykh that they saw the dancing and the singing. Then he said, the imam is so happy involved in this, so then he thinks there's no hope right now to even show the movies. If they would just have been worshipping Avodah Zarah, you know, they'll come down, give them Musa Shmuz and Umasaki. But he saw by Ayaras Eikos HaMacholos, says the Sforno, Rosh, how you smake him? The Gilkul Sha'osu. And that he had the shoulder. So I wanted to say like this, that like we said before from the Tosefta's Bracha, that Shabbos is Refuah Kodim Lamacha. So that's the idea that Shabbos also, besides the idea that we have to be Mitzvah, that we have to be Mafkia, Sfar of Enosh, but we have to show what proper Simcha is. This was misplaced Simcha. Because after the Simcha was where the Kilkul was. After the Simcha is where the kilkul was, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, gave up on them. So that's the Yom Simchas Hameilu Shabbosos. The Simcha of Shabbos is taking the Simcha, focusing it in the right way as a tikkun to the Chayka Ego. Hence, Shabbos called him Ego, and the Fool called him Malacha. So we have the work of the Yaris Bash that Shabbos is Lafuke, the Mazolos, the Mazol Shabtai, is Lafuke, the notion of Enosh, and it's Lafuke. The Egel, which was a repetition of the Cheda of Enosh, but it's Simcha as well. Oh. Then, you have to see another thing. Back to the 4 points. On page 22, the Soru Mahir Min Aderech. Right? It says, and this Rabbi Halach once spoke, quoted this Medrash in the Sikhs Muslim. It says, Kal Yisrael accepted the Torah, and then Soru Maher Min HaDerech, right? He said Nasa Dinishma, but then very shortly, they were what? They were over the Avodah Zarah. How long did it? Right? They were up there, said Nasa Dinishma, Moshe was up there for 40 days. It was at day 2, they already had this idea of Avodah Zarah, day 3, different sheets. So the Medrash on page 23 says, Amar Shimon ben Yochai, Achar Asar Yom Hayum Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was the first 11 days, they were still thinking, you know, Nasa V'nishma, they were still good. After 11 days, they decided they should make the eight. That's one opinion. However, another opinion on page 24, says Rav Meir Omer, Af lo yom echad haya, elo hayu omdim b'sinei v'omru b'fiyem nasev nishma, v'libam haya mechuvan l'avodah zarah. Unbelievable. While they were saying nasev nishma, they were thinking, Egel. Soru maher, and this is the part Rabbi Chalap once quoted, Soru maher, not 11 days late. As they were saying, that's a nishma. Because the word is, Rabbosai, as we said before, the idea of Shabbos is Zman Simcha. And it means that if your Avodas Hashem is only going to be lip service, and you don't really believe in it, you don't ever have a good heart about it, you're just doing it. So then, the same moment that you could be saying Nasa V'nishma, you could be thinking of Avodah Zarah. And Shabbos is a day that's not only, Yonas and I should say, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa means that you're showing a Shabbos and you're also Misameach. Because if you're not Misameach, you don't have that emunot inside of you, with a simcha inside of you, then you could lose it like this. Because then, at the same time, you're saying nasa v'nishma, you could be thinking egel, because it wasn't nichas. That's the second point. Third point I want to make. I saw this quote in the Sefer, page 25, Mayan HaShavua. I didn't find this exact source inside. We found a little bit, but he quotes a Zohar about Shabbos, a new thing. B'Zohar HaKadosh, page 25. Darsha L'Doroson, right? L'Doroson B'Risolom, Viratan, a complete abode. What does that mean? Haynu. Shabbos Kus Shmir Shabbos Yigolu. B'Nizke L'Lidchol Es Ha'aretz L'Netzach. That because of Shmira Shabbos, Lidorosam, you're going to get a diratam, a complete abode. Meaning, what's a complete abode? Living in Eretz Yisrael. So Shmira Shabbos, you live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it goes to. I want to say Chuck based on what he said before. Why is that so? What's the connection? I wanted to say, based on the Ramban, Parshas Acharimos and other places on page 26 says Avosod HaDover Kakosu Shomar Tahankel Elyon Goyim Afrid of the Odom Inyan Ki Hashem Nichbad Bora HaKol. Hashem created everything. Some Koach HaTachton VeElyon VeNosim Kol Am VeAm BeArtzos VeGoyim Kol Kol Mas. Whereas we're not saying that there's no such thing as Kochavim Mazos. We agree that there are kochavim and mazos, and they have power too. It's just that it's not independent power. But what the Rabban is saying, that every nation had a kochavim mazos, right? But Eretz Yisrael and Tzolos Hayishu Binachlas Hashem Yuchedesh Mushmo Monosam Alecha Min Hamalach. There's no kochavim mazos. It's direct. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put any Kochav Mazel. Again, we also believe in Kochav Mazel. It's the difference is we don't worship them. And we don't say that they're totally independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those worship them. But Eretz Yisrael, the Hamkel Elgin Gogim, Mahfrido B'Leodom, that Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, doesn't have a Kochav Mazel. He said, we school up Iliya Arts. Only me. So I thought to put this Ramban together with the Zohar. Because the whole idea, what's the idea that you Shomer Shabbos, you Zohar to Eretz Yisrael? Because the whole idea based on Rabbi Yom Yonasan Devash, or the Aris Devash. But the whole idea, the one of Shmir Shabbos is what? That we don't believe that the Mazolos have the power, their independent power. That's what we said before. So therefore, so you have such an emuna that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they need a mizogah to live in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't go coming with mazolos. It's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the shock. The dorosom dira tama, and the issue and the idea is based a lot based on this Ramban. Explain the Zohar based on the Ramban. Then I have one more, and the Zohar a little bit. It says it here on page 28 in the Tikkuni Zohar. Masos has Shabbos Dorosom. The Dorosom Chasef is the Moshon Dira. I didn't find exactly in the Zohar the Moshon Dira Tama. We found this Moshon Dira, the Dorosom Dira. He quotes it Dira Tama. Now I have one more of stuff that I wanted to say based on this whole idea. Ready for this one? What's it here? The Yontif of Pesach. What is the Yontif of Pesach? So the Torah calls it Shabbos. The Bachar of Shabbos, you can't see it. So Pesach is the one Yontif where what? The Torah calls it what? Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? So the Bnei Yisrael discusses. The Bnei Yisrael's Pshat is it's called Shabbos because Pesach, we didn't deserve Pesach. Because we were, Memphis Shari Tumah. I thought his brother just had to take us out because if we would have stayed any longer, we would have,
gone too long, we wouldn't have been able to be nigel.
So Pesach is a freebie, just like Shabbos.
It's totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no Mikadish Yisrael Das Mani. It's not like Yosef. Shabbos is totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pesach is what? Is a freebie like Shabbos. That's the B'nai Sosu. It's a both of those skip over, like.
I wanted to say a new thing, based on everything you've said till now, a new idea. That what's Pesach? And he has a whole discussion here on page 29 and on page 30. What is Pesach? What is Pesach all about? The corporate Pesach? Yishek the flat. What was the flat? That was the mazel. That was the mazel flat of that month, right? Yish. And they believe they worship the flat. That was the mazel. They believe that the mazel they worship the mazel. They worship the flat. The flat was the mazel of that month. So they worship the flat. What do we do? We shatter. What are we showing? That we don't hold that the flat has its own mazel. Right? That's what we do in Pesach. So in Vela, that's why Pesach is called Shabbos. Why? But that's exactly what Shabbos is. Shabbos was showing that mazolos don't have their own power. The Shabtai is telling us that we shouldn't. They should be happy. A Shabbos, woe to the one who's happy on Shabbos. We say no. Yom HaShabbos, Sisu B'Simcha. Because we're affirming that there's a higher authority to the mazolos. We're not negating mazolos, we're saying that there's something higher. And ultimately, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. And that you'll see here, the Beis Tosfot, page 29, where he discusses what Shabbos HaGadol is all about, the idea of shechting the flat, is shechting the mazel. That's why Shabbos, Pesach, is called Shabbos. So both sides, now we can go back and understand the title. The Yom HaShabbos, Yisru B'Simchah. Shabbos, Yom Simchaschem, Eilu HaShabbosos. The mazel says no. We don't believe. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mazolos and not human beings. People think, oh, this person is so powerful, and we have to, this is the person, that, you know, we have to worship this person. I don't mean literally worship, but, you know, the way people worship other people. No. Al tiftichu bin divin bin odom she'engos Yeshua. Just like mazolos don't have the ultimate power, human beings don't have the ultimate power. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that's left. Well, after the angel, everything's gone. The chosun b'hem, shmir ha-shabbos. That's the only thing left on the luchos. And that's the refuah called the malacha. Because that was dor enosh. They thought the mazolos had their own power. And that's what the Amshei Erev Rab thought. So refuah called the malacha. Keep Shabbos. That's the refuah called the malacha. And that's the yisod. Shmir ha-shabbos. It's called Shabbos. It's the proper simcha. It's not the simcha of the Macholos that Moshe Rabbeinu had to destroy the Egel, but it's Yom HaShabbos, Sisu B'Simcha. And he says, Shmir HaShabbos Kilchoso, of course, you have to learn the Lamed Tes Melachos, and you have to know all Hilchos Borer, and you have to know all these things. But Yom HaShabbos, Sisu B'Simcha, Yom Simchaschem, Eilu HaShabbosos, and that is the ultimate belief that we negate the Svara of Enosh, and we believe. And this is something we have to work on, because Emunah is something that people, you know, sometimes people think that their high level of learning, that means their high level of Emunah, but it doesn't work that way. A person sometimes could be spending so much time learning, but his Emunah is not such a high level. It's not such a... So he really doesn't have that level of belief. Shabbos is the time we have to mechazik eramuna, to think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's who we dive into. That's who has the control. Not mazolos, okay? We don't think about mazolos too much. But a lot of times with the other things that we make avodah zarah in the world. Other things that we think that are really the ultimate power. We give sometimes people ultimate power. We give other things in the world ultimate power. And we, so to speak, worship those things. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. And you have to show that on Shabbos, not only through not doing the malacha, but Yom HaShabbos Sisu B'Simcha, because Al Pi Teva Shabbos is supposed to be a sad day.
but we show that we don't believe that Kev is the ultimate. It's the Ribon Shel Olam, it's the ultimate over Yom HaShabbos Sisus.